Tales from the Truth is here. My experiences as an Irish man in a very old town, part one. So here it goes. Apologies beforehand as it's been a long time since I've posted. This will be a record of my family's and my personal experiences living in a very old part of Ireland. Let's begin. Bullet points will be used in some instances as I can't remember exact ages or dates and what order things happened in. I live in an extremely old part of an old city in Ireland, a city which has seen uncountable bloodshed and war. To us locals, it is known as Dublin Town. Where I live, my family have lived for generations. We come from a very old Irish bloodline. This will matter later in the story. My street is now made of tarmac, but was once old cobblestones. I have numerous neighbors who have heard the sound of horses clopping outside during night hours, and those of you who know the sound of horses on cobble know it's unique. This is an extremely minor part. My great-grandfather lived at the top of an adjacent laneway to my house in what we know as the tenement housing. Story goes, one night, on his way home from work in the very early morning hours, he heard a low growl behind him. When he turned, he saw a large black dog with burning red eyes at the bottom of the lane. He ran to the door facing down the lane and proceeded to make his way up to his room where his wife and children lived, including my grandfather. His room faced the laneway and was two or three floors up. As he looked out the window, he saw the black red-eyed dog sitting at the top of the laneway, maybe 20 feet from the tenement door, staring up at him. This dog is not a good Irish omen. My oldest aunt once saw what she thinks was a banshee as she walked home from a night out partying in the early 1980s. A woman dressed in white, combing her hair and what sounds like unnatural crying. She was sitting atop a 20-foot-high wall. My uncle, who is from a different country and is extremely pragmatic, was once driving through the countryside and swears he has seen one of the little people, a leprechaun, sitting beside a bush. Now, I'll begin my own personal stories. I apologize for the length of this post, but I feel it's time to share my experiences. As a child, myself and my three siblings shared the same bedroom. Sadly, when my mother was pregnant with my little sister, she was hit by a car, and my sister suffered some health problems when she was born. One night, when we were around 7 and 8 years old, I woke up to the sound of my little sister having a conversation in the pitch-black room. I slept at the top bunk bed and will never forget peering over and groggily asking her what she was doing. She was sitting on a chair and told me she was talking to our grandfather, sounding so excited. Our grandfather had passed away a few years earlier. That's when my family realized she was special. Due to the circumstances surrounding her birth, she was not meant to survive, but against all odds, she did. When I was around 12, myself and my little brother, who was maybe 8 or 9 at the time, were alone in our bedroom. We had stayed up very late playing games, as young siblings usually do. Our bedroom was ground floor, and the window faced the same huge old slate wall my aunt had seen the banshee decades earlier when we heard it. I can't describe the sound, but it will forever be etched into my memory. I've heard all sorts of urban foxes fighting wild cats. It was a natural crying, sort of like a guttural, but also high-pitched screeching, like the sound of a cat being mutilated on our windowsill. Both in terror, we froze, and my little brother, being a curious kid, wanted to look out. I stopped him and remembered what our father had told us. Explanation at the end. He asked me what it could be, and maybe in the hopes of being the oldest brother, I could have some natural explanation. I dared not say it out loud in fear she would hear us or come for us and whispered about our father's warning. It lasted what felt like hours, but it was probably just a few minutes, and slowly it made its way away from our house, the sound of it moving into the distance, while still making that fear-inducing sound will never leave me. shortly after we got back into bed beside each other and both agreed we had heard the banshee. Our father once warned us of a woman with long black hair covering her face. She would wear a white dress and be combing her hair. To those who come across her, she would appear to be crying and ask for help. Or look at her face, you will die, or one of your family will come to serious harm. He had some stories his father passed on and so forth, but I can't remember them. This was before I heard my aunt's sighting. I will create a second post, as finally writing this has helped me remember other childhood experiences. It will not be my last experience with the Banshee. Apologies again for the length and format.